Vinicio Capossela is often called the Italian Tom Waits. The two artists share a gruff vocal quality and a love of sloppy piano ballads, sea shanties, and fuzzed-out rock. But then again, Tom Waits has never performed in a Medusa mask or a gigantic fur hat. That's part of the charm of Vinicio Capossela, his flair for the dramatic. In Italy and much of Europe, he's a megastar, the kind that sells out arenas. But in the United States, he's still a well-kept secret. In his 17-year recording career, Vinicio Capossela has only played 3 shows here, and I was lucky enough to see one of them a few weeks ago at the Kennedy Center here in Washington. Capossela walks onto the stage unceremoniously. When he begins to sing, you totally forget that you don't understand Italian. Capossela growls out his music from behind the mask of a minotaur. He creeps around the stage, jagged horns and protruding snout. He drags along a string of cowbells, raising them up and dropping them to the floor again and again in time with the music. The sight causes a little girl in front of me to bury her head in her father's shoulder. But by the end of the show, she's with the rest of us, on our feet and dancing. Yet another American convert. Luckily, there was a day to recover between the show and the interview. Vinicio Capossela, welcome.
Grazie, grazie molte. It's an honor to be here.
And Massimo Renke, our interpreter, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity to meet my great hero.
Let me first say to Vinicio Capossela, I saw your show at the Kennedy Center here in Washington, and it was absolutely wild.
Wild.
There's all this theatrics and dirty, like, lurching sound.
Sì, ho un'attitudine per lo spettacolo, per il senso.
I have an attitude towards this dirty sense and the grotesque in my shows. And I like to scare people a little, but then to make them feel safe again and let them go home hugging each other like friends.
What do the theatrics add to it? Like in this song, Medusa Cha Cha Cha. Chiudi gli occhi, vieni qua, proprio qua, proprio qua. Fammi un po' di cia cia cia.
E balla il cia cia della medusa. Questa canzone nasce da una maschera.
This song is born from a mask, from a Swedish friend who learned how to make masks in Venice.
Io ho guardato il quadro e lei ha detto.
I looked at this portrait and my friend, she told me, don't worry, she's not a monster. She's just a little nervous.
Perché ogni volta che guarda qualcuno che gli piace,
because every time she looks at someone she likes, they become a stone, so she becomes nervous.
E l'unica cosa che può fare è ballare il cha-cha-cha per sfogarsi.
And the only thing that she can do to let it out is to dance the cha-cha-cha. Non sono monstra, non sono velenosa, soltanto un po' nerviosa. Questa mattina mi sento elettrica e se mi tocchi sarò fantastica. Sarebbe difficile. Since it would be difficult to explain all this to people, I just put on the Medusa mask and I tell people,
touch me, don't watch me.
I'm speaking with Italian singer and songwriter Vinicio Capossela. His most recent CD is called Ovunque Proteggi, which means May You Protect Me Everywhere. The title cut sounds like a little prayer, almost. Let's hear a little bit of it. I vecchi già lo sanno il perché, e anche gli alberghi tristi, che troppo è per poco. E non basta ancora, ed è una volta sola, e ancora proteggi la grazia del mio cuore, adesso è per quando tornerà l'incanto, l'incanto. Here's the English translation. The old already know the reason, so do the sad hotels, that too much is only for a short while and is still not enough, and is only once. Still, protect the grace of my heart, now and for when the spell returns, the spell of you beside me. Is there a story behind this song?
La storia è sempre la stessa.
The story is always the same. That as we walk, we always have to leave behind us something or somebody. And this separation always opens a new wound. So the invocation that everywhere protect the grace of my heart, with that we invoke the possibility to return to unity and to keep within us the things that we love, the things that help us belong to humanity.
I've read that you're influenced by American themes. What attracted you about this country?
Che lo vogliamo, no?
Whether we want to or not, we all grow with a bit of America in us. You made us. We have no choice.
Ma c'è
o molto. I've been fascinated with many American artists.
Naturalmente Jack Kerouac, John Fante, Louis Prima, Tom Waits, Charles Bukowski.
Is there a particular song of yours that you can point us towards that reflects this American fascination?
Yes, I just wrote this song. It's called Dirty Windows of America.
You brought with you a toy piano. Would you play that for us?
Sí. Vetri appannati da me e tutti se ne sono già andati. Restano i bar chiusi, cani e le strade, bar, gli sgabelli e le puntate. Lontano, lontano, lontano. Vi scrivo da molto lontano. Tra carni cadenti e stelle, cadute stellette, nel cielo e di terra e per terra, nel silenzio d'America, nel silenzio d'America. Pioggia sui vetri d'America e bocconi di pollo in cartone. Restan le pompe come lapidi in piedi lungo i chilometri mobili. Affacciarsi dal vetro una vita, affacciarsi dove sei finita. La divisa di Kenricks, il coltello e la carne, e cosa ha fatto al tuo volto la vita, nel silenzio d'America.
That was wonderful. It sounded like, and I don't speak Italian, but it sounded like that was about the silence of America.
Sì.
And what does that mean?
Silenzio d'America dà idea della.
Silence of America gives a feeling of the vastness and the solitude. The feeling of a sense of silence is something that hits me immediately in America.
E in un qualche modo.
And in some ways, this silence belongs to me.
Why have you played so rarely in the United States?
Beh, è molto difficile.
It's difficult for me to explain. I think what I write, I don't know if in my songs there is something that can go beyond the language, that can be understood by people who don't know Italian. And when I saw the public of the Kennedy Center, the spectators of this Kennedy Center stand up, not to applaud, but to live these minutes of joy, I understood that these are things that go beyond the language itself.
Vinicio Capossela is an Italian singer-songwriter. His most recent CD is called Ovunque Proteggi, or May You Protect Me Everywhere. Thank you so much, and I do hope you come back.
Grazie a tutti.
You can hear Signore Capossela perform the Medusa Cha-Cha-Cha, hear whole tracks, and discover new music at npr.org/music. This sweet little tune you're hearing is called A Perfect Day, Una Giornata Perfetta. Capossela says it's the perfect thing to whistle while shaving in the morning, and it brings us our parting words this evening. Capossela sings, "It's a perfect day. It's a sunny day. I'm on my own. Whistle, wave, buy a cocktail with an umbrella. The sky is near enough to touch, clouds of perfumed water. The dreamy air kisses me because it's a perfect day." That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Ciao. Salutare appesi un cocktail da ombrellino, toccare il cielo da vicino a passo di tip-tap, nuvole d'acqua di Colonia. L'aria mi bacia e sogna, perché è una giornata perfetta. Goodbye.